So we had a discussion in today's daf as it relates to a Gzar Din de Yachid. If it was Gepaskin, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, that this Yachid's fate is going to be kach v'kach. Does the person have the ability to somehow overturn what his Gzar Din was or not? On the one hand, Rabbi Lazar said, kan koidim Gzar Din, kan lachar Gzar Din, which in the proper context meant that, no, koidim Gzar Din, a Yachid has the ability to overturn. But then again, you have Rabbi Yitzchak's memra of Yafet Saka L'Adam Bein Koidim Gzardin Bein La'achek Gzardin. In other words, a major discussion in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin Abbeis and Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. The Shagis Aryeh in Turei Evin, on this Gemara right here, asks Akasha from a very, very well-known Gemara, a classic, in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there tells the story about Chizkiyo HaMelech. Bayomim Ahem Chol Chizkiyo Lamus. Chizkiyo was very, very sick. Vayavi Elov Yishayo Ben Amoitz HaNavi. And the Navi Yishaya came to give Teichacha to Chizkiyo, to tell him why it is that he's sick and why it is that he's going to die. Vayomir Elov Koyamar Hashem Tzvaki Sav LeBeischa. You should start preparing your will and start preparing for the end. Ki Meis Ata V'loy Techia. Mikey may sat of Leitichia, may sat of Elamaze, for Leitichia Lelamaba, Amalay, so Chizkiyo looks at Yeshai and he says, Michael AI, why? What did I do to deserve this? Amalay say, told him, Yishum de Loyasak de Beperia Verivia. It's because you never had a family. Amalay say, told him, Yishum de Chazoy de Bruch HaKodesh. No, there was a reason I did that. It's concise of Bruch HaKodesh, the Nafik Minoy bin in the Loy Milo. Because I saw that I'm going to have children that are Loy Milo. He saw that Menashe was going to come from him. Menashe who erected a tzelem in the Heichal. Menashe who did terrible averus. And it's for that reason that Chizkiyo didn't want to have any children. Amalei, so Yeshaya told Chizkiyo, Bahadi kafshe de Rachman olam alach. Why are you getting involved in the cheshboinus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mad de mifkidis, yibayich lachlamev. You have a mitzvah, you should do your mitzvah. Umad de nicha kamei kuchem reichu lavin. And let HaKadosh Baruch Hu do whatever he wants to do. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and the Bali Musar famously say that you don't find anywhere that someone that doesn't have a family is meisata v'leitichya, meisata v'ilam azav v'leitichya l'ilam abo. What Yeshaya Novi was telling Chizkiyo was the reason that you got this punishment is not because you didn't have children. It's not because you weren't a kind of mitzvah peruvu. That's a mitzvah essay. For that, you don't get such an oynish. It's because of the cheshbon that you made. You started tapping in with your ruach hakodesh and you're making cheshbonis. Are you tarnish machin cheshbonis ki yadua? Either way, so Chizkiyo hears what Yeshaya Novi told him. So Amalei told him, you know what? I have an idea. Hashta havli bartach. Let me marry your daughter. Efshe the garmes chusa didi v'didach v'nafke minam. Maybe my schus and your schus together, your schusovis, I marry the daughter of Yeshaya Hanavi. Maybe between the two of us, everything will work out. Amalei told him it's too late. Kfar nigzera alecho gzera. There was already a gzera. And once it's a gzardin, there's nothing we can do. Amalei. So Chizkiyo told Yeshaya ben Amoitz. Yeshaya ben Amoitz. Kale nevuascha v'tzei. Stop saying nevua v'tzei. Arois. I don't even want to hear what you're saying anymore. Because this is the Messiah that I have for my family. That a person can literally have a sword that's at his neck. Chizkiyo told Yeshaya Hanavi, I don't care, that's what your Navu is. I don't want to hear from it. Because I'll tell you my Messiah. What's the rest of the story? The rest of the story is Chizkiyo ends up marrying Yeshaya Novi's daughter, ends up living another 15 years. Meaning, Chizkiyo was right. Chizkiyo was right. Fake the Shagas Aryeh. Bish Lema, according to the Mandama that holds, that Yafat Sokol Adam, Ben Koidim Gzardin, Ben Lachar Gzardin. So I understand the story. Because you see that even though there was a Gzardin, but at the same time, afilu cherev chadam unachas al tzavorei shel adam al yimna atzmoy min harachamim. But according to Rabbi Lazar, that said loikasha kan koidim gzardin kan laachah gzardin, and according to that opinion in the Gemara, that once there's a gzardin, it's already too late. So freak the shag gzari, how do you understand pshat in this story? And this is not just a Gemara. This is a maisa shahaya kachaya. It's a Messiah of Chazal that's based on Psukim and Nach. This story happened. So if the story happened, there was clearly a Gzar Din HaChizkiyo HaMelech. Yet, afilu cherev chadam unachas al tzavori shal adam, al yim na'atzmai min harachim. So the Shai Gassari says a davar nifla. He says, you have to say the Rabbi Lazar and those shitas are going to hold that even though Chizkiyo HaMelech was one person, But being that he was the Melech, and being that he was someone that the entire Jewish people was relying on, he had a din of a tzibur. Meaning, Enochinami, a yachid, maybe wouldn't have this koyach of afilu cherev chadum unachas al tzavari shaladim al yimna atzmei menarachemen. But Chizkiyo HaMelech wasn't a yachid. He was one person. But at the same time, he was shakal kitzibur. And because he was shakal kitzibur, so it's for that reason, he was treated differently. Meaning, if you hold Yafet Sokol Adam, Bein Kaidim Gzardin, Bein Lach Gzardin, so you can learn the story with Chizkiyo Boshet. But says the Shagas Aryeh, what's the other man, the Amma, going to do? He's going to have to tell you that Chizkiyo HaMelech, even though he was a Yachid, but really he wasn't treated as a Yachid. One sushtel to this Turei Evan is there's a halach in Hilchas Tefila. This is an Erechaim Simen Kuf Yotes. So Shulchan Aruch says that we have a nusach of Shmoy Nasri. What if a person wants to add to Shmoy Nasri? Imratza lahoysif b'chol bracha meham tzoyos me'ena bracha moysif. If a person wants to be moysif in the middle of a bracha, he has a right to do that. That's something you're allowed to do. Ketzad. And the Shulchan Aruch gives an example. Hayolai chayla. Let's say someone knows someone that's a chayla and he wants to daven for him. Mevakesh olav rachamim bebirchas refa'enu. Yehiratzayim. You could daven for this person in the middle of the bracha of refa'enu. Hayotzarech parnasa. If the person needed parnasa, he can insert a tefillah. Mevakesh olav bebirchas hashanim. Bishameh tefillah. Yachal lishol kol tzrachav. Etc. etc. Halacha beis. Says the Mechaber. Yesh misha omer. That if a person's going to be moisef in the middle of a bracha for a yachid lo yarech, he shouldn't be mayrech. Meaning, if it's for a tzibur, you could be mayrech. But if it's for a yachid, no. Says the Magen Avraham, that's only in the middle of the bracha. The middle of the bracha, we said you're allowed to be moisef. For a yachid lo yarech, for a tzibur, you're allowed to be mayrech. Says the Magen Avraham, ubelekute maril isa. Kishachol Maril, when the Maril was sick, so Lekutei Maril is like the Maaser Rav on the Vilna Gaon, but it was for the Maril. It's a collection of different anecdotes and different hanhogos as it relates to the Maril. So the Maril, when he was sick, Gozru Hatzibu Tainis, there was a Tainis, Va'omru Slichos, and they said Slichos, and they said Slichos in middle of Shmoy Nasrei. So says the Magen Avraham, how were they able to say Slichos for the Maril in middle of Shmoy Nasrei? He was a Yachid. If he was a Yachid, he shouldn't have been able to do it. The Eishloimar says, the Magen Avraham, the Shani Maril. The Maril was different, because Kivin the Rabbim Tzrichin L'Teirosoi, Ki Rabbim Dami. And Ishtel Su'a, Chuvas HaRash, B'Simin Kuf Memches, Chelek Aleph, Ayin Shom. But the point is, that there's an idea that a person that the Rabbim needs gets a din of a rabbin. And the Bali Musar say that the takeaway of this shmooz is for a person to try to make himself as relevant as possible. Because the more other people need him, so the more when Hashem judges him, he can't just look at him as a yachid, but has to look at him within a larger context. And you see, it can play itself out lemaisa in the sugyas of Rosh Hashanah, gzardin de yachid, gzardin de rabbin, etc., etc. But this is all according to the mandama that holds that really, a gzardin de yachid, there's no way to revoke. And because of this, the Shagas Aryeh had a kasha. What are you going to do with the Gemara, Mesechtes, Brachas, Tafyuram, and Aleph? Chizkiyo HaMelech said, Afilu cherev chadum anachas al savari shaladim al yim na'atzim in arachman. And it's clear that in that case, there was already a gzardin. That's what Yeshaya Navi told him. Ki meis ato, v'loi sichye. It was already a gzardin. It's too late. Chizkiyo told him, I have an andre mesayra. I don't care what you have to say. But the point is that was all according to the mandama that says Gzardin the Yachid can't be revoked. So the Shagas Aryeh, what's the shine in the Maisa Chizkiyo? So the Shagas Aryeh said Chizkiyo was a melech, the rabbin would tzrichim le'ed a din of a rabbin, just like the Magen Avraham said regarding this meaning that apparently they were being mois of tefillahs for the Maril, even though he was a Yachid, because he had a din of a rabbin. For a rabbin, you can be Mairich in tefillah. Yachid, you can't. Oh, but the Maril, because of the fact that Rabbim Tzrich L'Tayrasai, he was here Rabbim Da. But if you hold, like Rabbi Yitzchak, Yofa Tzaka La'adam, Bein Koidim Gzardin, Bein La'acha Gzardin, then the Kasha Feint Nishtan. To the contrary, this is an Afananami Tonino. This Gemara, this story is a Maiser Rabbit, shows the Koyach that a Yid has, that even though you have all the Gemaras in the world that say what they say, but at the same time, Yofa Tzaka La'adam, Bein Koidim Gzardin, Bein La'acha Gzardin.